It's been just over 3 weeks since students returned to Juneau's classrooms, and so far, District Superintendent Bridget Weiss says their case numbers seem to be reflecting the rates of the city as a whole.
Our most frequent cases are at elementary, where kids can't be vaccinated yet. Our response is most of the time to quarantine a classroom.
She says when someone tests positive for COVID-19, Juneau Public Health determines when that person can return to school based on factors like their symptoms and when they took the test. When someone has been in close contact with an infected person, they get tested 5 days after exposure, and if the result is negative, they can return to school on day 8. Weiss says so far that response has proved effective, but isn't always easy because reports of positive cases or possible exposures come in at all hours.
A couple of times I've been notified of an elementary case at about 7 in the morning, 7:15, 7:20. So we are sometimes calling parents right before school starts to say, please don't send your kid or come pick up your kid. And that's unfortunate, but it is what we have to do sometimes.
Until recently, school officials were under the impression that they couldn't ask staff members if they'd been vaccinated, but that's no longer the case.
We've gotten some clarity this week, and I'm super excited that we can request verification of vaccination status, that it is not protected by HIPAA. So that is going to be a huge tool for us. And many, many of our staff tell us that they're vaccinated or not, right? That it's just very few, but that don't want to do that.
If for any reason a staff member doesn't answer, the district just assumes they're unvaccinated for any protocols built around vaccine status.
It is simply operational information. What we want is a safe environment. So whether somebody is vaccinated or not, we don't hold any judgment on that. We just need to know so that we can respond accordingly.
Weiss estimates about 70 to 80% of all school staff members are currently vaccinated against COVID-19. Optional weekly tests are also available to staff members. As for athletics and activities, participating high school students have been tested frequently for COVID-19. Starting this week, the district is also implementing that policy for middle schoolers. Weiss says they look at every opportunity for teams to travel individually and keep the trips as short as possible.
We used to play football at 7 or 8 at night. Now we've been playing them at 3 in the afternoon because teams can come in the morning, play, and then go home that night and not have any overnight. So again, limiting that exposure.
Those teams are no longer eating out at restaurants. They bring food with them instead. And student athletes who've been vaccinated are allowed to opt out of testing. However, Weiss says all policies are subject to change based on the most up-to-date information.
If we started seeing cases pop up in our activities, then we might tighten it and just say there's no opt-out, everybody's testing.
Back in school buildings, masks are still required for everyone. Proper hand washing has been taught and retaught to younger kids, and air purifiers have been installed.
Most of our kids, most of our staff, when they're at school, it's the most mitigated environment that they participate in. And so far, that's paying off.
At this point, Weiss doesn't see a scenario where the whole district would have to return to remote learning again.
I just think we're far enough down the road. I could be wrong. Stranger things have happened in the last 15 months that we never would have predicted. But with everything that I know up to this point, I would be incredibly surprised if we ever had to take that step.
In some cases, Weiss says the district has moved one grade level or one school to distance learning when cases emerged and plans to take that approach for the foreseeable future. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.